up, Dallas?
I was talking to my friend yesterday. Well, you know my guy, Lloyd Waxman, my buddy. And he is a gigantic Eagles fan, right? Huge Philadelphia Eagles fan. And his daughter, Alexis, also obviously big Eagles fan. So yesterday during the day, I get a picture from Waxman of two sandwiches. and it's not a completely odd thing because every once in a while, like I said, I like to cook and he'll cook something. He'll go check this out and he'll send a picture of something. He sends me a picture of two sandwiches and I'm like going, wow. That was my response. Wow. I didn't know what else to say. I just see two sandwiches. And then he says, yeah. So then I'm like, okay, what the hell's going on? So I pick up the phone. And I go, all right, those are nice sandwiches. And he goes, yeah, Cowboys, Eagles, fly, Eagles. He's singing his song. I'm like going, oh, wait a minute. You're in Philadelphia. And he goes, oh, yes, I am. He goes, those are Philly cheesesteaks from whatever. And I'm like, okay, I got you now. So him and his daughter went up there to the game, and they're going to watch the game tonight. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, jeez. Oh, how disgusting. Yeah, Eagles fly, Lloyd. Well, look, Cowboys-Eagles, I'd have to say the Cowboys-Eagles is the rivalry now between the teams in the division. I mean, the Giants and Cowboys and the Redskins, still okay. Giants and the Cowboys, but I think the Eagles and the Cowboys have gotten a little bit more oomph to it. Even though, I mean, every year it seems like somebody different wins the division. That being said, I think we say this every freaking week. But because the NFC East is so bad, and I don't know if Cowboy fans are, well, no, I'm assuming Cowboy fans, no matter what the record is, you want them to win, right? Isn't that what you want to do with your team? You don't care if they win at 500. You just want them to get to the playoffs. And the division is so pitiful with the Redskins, I think, 5-3. The Eagles are 4-4. The Cowboys are 3-5, and the Giants are whatever, 1-God-knows-what. And today's game, I'm assuming that even if the Cowboys were to lose this game, it's not officially over. Though, as Howard Cosell said years ago in a fight, many years ago, he said this.
It is over. It is over.
You would think a loss tonight in Philadelphia against the Eagles at 3-6 puts the Cowboys in a horrible situation. Because after this, the Cowboys, let's see, what is their schedule? I'm trying to see what the hell the Cowboys, they play. The Cowboys have the Eagles, don't they have Atlanta? Then they got to have the Redskins here. Then they wind up having to play the Saints on a Thursday night and the Redskins on Thanksgiving Day. And the Redskins on Thanksgiving Day here, no matter what, is never good. So, look, it doesn't look real pretty. But with the Dallas Cowboys, this is what you had this week. You had the team pissed off and embarrassed. Well, you should be, damn it. I mean, God almighty, you should be pissed off and embarrassed. Dak Prescott came out and said they were pissed off. They're not happy. And if nobody else in the locker room is pissed off, I'm going to be pissed off that they're not pissed off. Okay, look, you can be pissed off all you want. Throw the ball to the guy on your team. That would help. Offensively, coaching. Hello? There's a guy named Cole Beasley. I think he's one of your wide receivers. He wears number 11. He never touched the ball against Tennessee until like 3 minutes were left in the game. How is that possible? But the offensive line, which we thought was going to be such a powerhouse, look, it took a belt and took a blow with the Travis Frederick. I don't care what team you are. You lose a guy like Travis Frederick, you're going to have problems. All that being said, look, Joe Looney, I'm going to give him a round of applause. How many times have you heard Joe Looney's name called for holding or penalties? Hardly at all. He's done a nice job. Zach Martin, done a good job. But it's the other guys that we've been struggling with. Lael Collins, struggling a little bit. Connor Williams, we love the draft pick, but he's getting bull rushed by big, strong linemen constantly. And Tyron Smith, loved him to death, but, you know, he's had some issues. And now you got Connor Williams out. And I don't know, who's it? Adam Sandler? Who's playing center for him now? Adam Redmond, whatever his name is. Hey, look, if you don't think Michael Bennett and Fletcher Cox are licking their chops right now up in Philadelphia, you got another thing coming. I mean, I promise you, that team is licking their chops, looking forward to going after the Cowboys. Because how does Dallas attack Philadelphia? What do? I mean, we know what they're going to do every single play. You know when Zeke's going to run the ball. You know when Dak's going to throw the ball. And what was it, the reverse last week when Cole Beasley threw it? Okay. That's nice, but you do, what was it? They were down 2 touchdowns with 2 minutes left when they pulled that out of the hat? Right? I mean, it's like, really? So you get all the issues with the Dallas Cowboys. You got injuries, Lee, apparently David Irving, and I guess Gregory, they aren't playing. You got Connor Williams banged up. Sean Lee's banged up. I don't know what other injuries the Cowboys currently have right now. You'll probably hear it a little bit later on the pregame show. But you have issues with the offensive line. Zeke Elliott's going to go up against a team that's going to go, well, hell, you can't throw the damn ball. We'll just line up and make, we'll make you try to throw it. But if I'm Dallas, I just spread everybody out. I make people try to cover you one-on-one. Because if you do the double tight ends and you got the extra fullback in the backfield, I mean, even when they try to play action fake and pass out of that, they're not beating anybody. Now, Amari Cooper is going to have, maybe the greatest chance of beating somebody. We've seen Beasley able to beat somebody in the past. But Dallas needs to say, okay, Cooper, you go here. We'll send you in motion. You can play the slot. You can play wide. Cole Beasley, you go over here. We're going to put you in motion. We're going to do things there. Michael Gallup, you go over here. Zeke Elliott, we're going to start you in the back. We're going to put you in motion. I want Zeke Elliott one-on-one on a linebacker. Every time, if I can do that. When you're trying to put two tight ends in and a fullback, and then you have a wide receiver like Allen Hurns set up in the backfield to help block. Allen Hurns is trying to block? Are you kidding me? The offensive line is going to have struggles enough. But you know what? Screw it. Line everybody up. Spread them out. Move them around. And you know, if you got to throw the ball 50 times, throw it 50 times. Throw it early. How about throwing on first down? What a novel approach that might be. And then when you loosen them up with the passing game, and you can do this where quick passes to Gallup and quick passes to Cooper, and maybe you got an opportunity if you get more than 3 seconds to throw the football, which is rare. You can chunk it downfield or a deep pass to Gallup or Amari Cooper. Then you can work in the running game. Then you can try to do some things. And you know what? Try the little play action RPO, the run pass option, with Dak Prescott maybe keeping it a couple of times just to keep Philadelphia honest. You have all of this going on. And then we had Troy Aikman come out and tell everybody the dysfunction of the front office. Which, I don't know if you can argue too much with it, though I did hear one broadcaster, I think it was Lewis Riddick, who was on ESPN this week, when everybody was ripping Jason Garrett. And then, look, Garrett has reason to be ripped. He really hasn't done anything. A lot of people are ready to get Garrett the hell out of here. And if he claps his hands one more time, damn it, if they're losing again, I'm going to smack him. Okay? Look, I love enthusiasm. I love positivity. I love rah-rah. I get it. But, rah-rah when you're sucking and you're not performing. And they're not performing. That's the thing. The coaching staff is not performing up to their abilities. And Dallas has to make a decision soon, even though Jerry said, look, Dak's his guy. And he's not going to do anything with Jason Garrett. But, see, there's a part of all of us, as much as we don't want to admit it, there's a part of all of us that you want the Cowboys to lose. So Garrett has to get fired. So Linehan, it's almost like you want Jerry to be so freaking embarrassed. You want, I mean, and look, the next few weeks, if this is what you want, Cowboy fans, if you want Garrett out of here and you want Linehan out of here and you want changes made, the opportunity is in the next 4 weeks. You got nationally televised game tonight. I mean, the Eagles can pull the Cowboys' pants down and embarrass everybody in front of the world, right? Then you have a game against the Atlanta Falcons, which is national TV, big game. Then you have a Thanksgiving game against the Redskins. It's on TV for the world to see. Then you have a Saints game on a Thursday night. It's going to be in front of the world to see. So you have an opportunity for that to happen. I understand there's probably thousands of you going, Elf, you're an idiot. We don't want the Cowboys to lose. We never root for the Cowboys to lose. Liar. That's a lie. You know why? Because you know you're thinking that. You know you've been saying, man, if they would, you know what? Screw this. We suck. And they're never going to get rid of Garrett until freaking you hit rock bottom. Well, how do you hit rock bottom? Mr. Jones has to get embarrassed and pissed off. And we've seen it a few times, you know, when he bolts out of the dressing room, doesn't talk to the media. Taylor, you've been there. He just says, screw it, I'm out. Get embarrassed like he was against the Titans a few more times. Let the Eagles embarrass them tonight on national TV. Let the Redskins embarrass them at home on Thanksgiving Day. Let the New Orleans Saints shove it right up their tuchus on Thursday Night Football. Oh, and by the way, the Atlanta Falcons beat the Redskins 38-14 last week, and all of a sudden they're playing great, and you got them next. And here's the thing that will make you even more sick. If and when, and maybe when, not if, when you lose all these games, get your head handed to you, you don't have a number one draft pick. You don't even have a number one draft pick. You got Amari Cooper. Now, listen, let me just take one step back. I liked that trade. I did like that trade. I thought that was a good trade because you need a wide receiver, and I don't think there's a wide receiver coming out of college football that's as good as Amari Cooper is right now. And he's 24 years old and he's young. But tonight, the Cowboys are playing the Eagles where I have thought this game over 15 ways to Sunday, and I'm thinking, how the hell do they win this game? How do they win this game? Well, if Mr. Wentz isn't playing, I'm assuming, but then Nick Foles is there. And okay, so that ain't the answer. If the Eagles don't run the football, Darren Sproles is not back there. He's not returning punts. That could help. But then I keep thinking to myself, no, the Eagles, even though you can pass against them, we can't pass. That's what I heard all week. Well, the Eagles, you can pass against the Eagles. The Cowboys can't pass. I mean, it's almost like you're running in circles. You know, it's like you tell somebody, put them in a round room and tell them to go look for a corner. Here, go. I want you to go in a round room and look for a corner. Let me know when you find it. That's what the Cowboys are doing right now. They're in a round room and they're looking for a corner. They're not going to find it until changes are made. We'll make our predictions with the Cowboys and the Eagles coming up in Taste the Soup. In about, divided by seven times. What was that, 30 minutes from now? 25 minutes from now? Something of that nature. All right, that is Inside the Cowboys Huddle. Cowboys-Eagles tonight in Philly. Pre-game show, Matt McLaren, Nate Newton at 5:30. Post-game with Matt McLaren and Steve Dennis as soon as it's done.